Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
So glad you're listening to Foodie Friday. This is my favorite time of the week, and I am so excited because I'm joined by one of my favorite people, the fabulous Erin MacDonald, RDN. She is so great. She did the recipes for my book, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. That's coming out early next year. She is just such an amazing recipe developer, and she knows her spices. Today, she's here to talk about the Clean Eating Academy. It's a whole life guide to lasting weight loss. It's a 9-week program. I'm going to let her fill in the rest. Hello, Erin. Welcome back.
Well, hello. Good to be back. One of my favorite places to be.
Oh, well, I love having you here, and I'm excited about this program. I mean, this is really exciting because this is about your health and about your weight, and you really learn about some pretty great things that I want to mention, but I want you to tell us all about it. The four pillars of good health, etc. Well, tell us all about it, Erin.
Right. You know, with so many people come to me wanting to lose weight, and I think that's probably the number one thing most people are seeking is weight loss. You know, we do have an epidemic of obesity, and weight is not the number one problem. It really all stems back to what's going on inside your body, how healthy you are, how much inflammation that you have, how's the health of your gut microbiome. Those are all the things that are really at the root cause of all diseases and disorders and symptoms that we have, and weight being one of them. So what we've created is a 9-week journey, basically, to better health. And, oh, yes, by the way, a beautiful side effect is going to be you're going to lose weight and you're going to be able to maintain it. You know, most people, they embark on this diet. You know, everyone's going on a diet, right? Oh, I'm trying this diet this week, and I tried for a week and nothing happens, so I'm going to get off that diet, and then I'm going to go try a different diet, and they try it for a week and nothing happens, and they're going to go off that diet. People are going on and off diets faster than I could probably, like, you know, lap the block in my neighborhood. It's just unbelievable how quick people are to try something that has promises, these promises of grandeur, you know, lose 5 pounds in a week, lose 10 pounds in a week, lose 15 pounds in a week with no exercise and do nothing and no work required. And of course, we all want it fast and easy and very little effort to be put into it. But that's not sustainable. It's truly not realistic. And my goal is to get people to, number one, educate themselves, understand what, why, and how we're doing this. Like, what's the reasoning behind eating a certain way or changing your macronutrients, your proteins and your carbs and your fats, to be in a different ratio than what you're currently doing? Understand the role of exercise, and maybe are you exercising too much or too little, or what's the sweet spot? You know, we always say that the four pillars to excellent health and weight are nutrition, exercise, sleep, and stress. And I really don't know any other program out there that addresses all of these whole life issues, because most diets out there, and we're not a diet, you know, most diets out there just talk about exercise and nutrition primarily nutrition, exercise secondary. But no one really deals with stress and its relation to health and weight. And no one understands that there's a connection of sleep and its health and weight connection. So we really aim to educate you in all of these different aspects of your life and how to clean up all these other areas so that you can really achieve ideal health and have a great response with your weight and be able to maintain any weight loss that you achieve, maintain it for the long term. Again, it's not a yo-yo thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we don't want. Now, this Clean Eating Academy, just like this show, is part of Clean Eating Magazine, which is really cool, and AIM Media. So talk to us a little bit about what the program is like. Like, break it down for us. What do you focus on first? Is it how to cook? Is it different recipes? Is it the sleep? What happens?
Okay, so it's a 9-week program, and we release it a week at a time, and each week is a topic unto itself. So really, the first week, before we dive into education, is we really want you to know your numbers. We want you to get prepared. We want you to get a baseline screening of everything. So that means specific blood work to be done, because at the end, you're going to do it again and compare the improvement, taking your before and after, you know, your before pictures, your before measurements, really getting you ready. So that week two is all about nutrition. Week three is all about exercise. Then we dive into healthy cooking techniques, how to shop properly at the market, dining out guide. Then we dive into stress and sleep. We dive into the microbiome. And then at the very end, you know, we encourage you to go get your blood work done again, your blood pressure mark, you know, measured again, take all your body measurements again, so you compare the difference. But we also believe that at the end of 9 weeks, it's not the end of what you're doing. It's just starting the next phase of your journey. This is just a 9 week journey to get you to build good habits, to really practice them often, so things get in place. And at the end of it, we say you can go back and start it all over again if you really want to, and relearn things maybe the second time through. You pick up some things, some nuances maybe you didn't pick up the first time. But there's no end to your good health. There's no end to constantly wanting to try to improve our health so we can be a better version of ourselves. Because there's no perfection. You know, I'm not 100% perfect. I don't know anybody, you know, who can claim to be 100% perfect with their nutrition or their exercise or their sleep or stress. I'm constantly learning something. I'm constantly trying to tweak and make things better. So at the end of a 9 week journey, you're already so much better than you were at the beginning, but there's always so much more to learn and farther to go.
Oh, that is true. Well, since it is Foodie Friday, I definitely want to focus on some of these recipes. So you've got everything from zucchini lasagna with cashew cheese pesto to blueberry almond breakfast cookies to pecan crusted chicken with apricot jalapeno barbecue sauce to, what did you send me this morning? A picture of these bars, the chocolate chip bars that look like they fell out of heaven. And then you had a cashew bar. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Talk to us.
The pictures that I sent you just to whet your appetite were the paleo chocolate chip cookie bars. Basically, it's like your best whole health cookie you've ever had in bar form, but of course, good for you. So yeah, wow. I've been there. I've done that. And then I sent you a picture of these no-bake dark chocolate cashew butter bars. So it's my version of like a Reese's peanut butter bar, but minus the peanut butter. And putting good quality, real food ingredients. Because I'm all about, like, hey, if you want to have this sweet thing, I'm good with that. That all can fit in the right way. But we got to be able to have recipes that reflect good, clean, real, whole food ingredients. So I'll create everything from savory to sweet. From, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, dessert, you name it. I am all over the place about creating and recreating maybe some people's favorite recipes, but taking the bad out and replacing it with tons of real food ingredients that are anti-inflammatory, high fiber, good for your gut, but full of tons of flavor with lots of herbs and spices and acidity. So the flavor is just popping and the nutrition is just on point because everything is going to nourish you from the inside out.
Let's talk about the zucchini lasagna with cashew cheese pesto. I'm assuming that the lasagna noodles are actually zucchini slices?
Correct. So in this case, we substitute out the noodles and put in very thinly sliced zucchini. So if you have an instrument called a mandolin, which slices things super, super thin on a very sharp blade, they're not expensive. I highly recommend people get a mandolin from their local store, maybe $20, maybe $30. It's not an expensive piece of equipment, but man, is it a game changer in the kitchen because you can slice any vegetable paper thin. And then we use those as the noodle layer and the cashew cheese pesto. Have you ever had cashew cheese before?
Oh, it's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, the cashew cheese is great. So for people who are dairy intolerant, this is a dairy-like substitute, except for the fact that, it's, you know, our cheese is coming from soaked raw cashews. And then when you puree them, they get a consistency like ricotta cheese. But then I add tons of ingredients to make it like a pesto. So I add lots of basil and garlic and lemon zest and salt and pepper and some nutritional yeast, or you can use Parmesan cheese if you want. And it gets all blended together in the food processor, so it's nice and thick. And then our layers in between the noodles is this zucchini, I'm sorry, the cilantro pesto, not cilantro, the basil pesto cashew cheese. I have so many recipes in my head, sorry. And then marinara sauce. And you just make the layers and layers and layers and bake it, and it's so filling and delicious and comfort food like. I mean, when we made it, like, we knew that we loved it. And then when Clean Eating made it and tested it, they're like, oh my gosh, they raved for hours. Like, this is our favorite recipe we've had in the longest time. So I was so happy that they loved it as much as we did.
Oh, God, I bet. I bet. You know, this was a long time ago. Back in the 1980s, I worked at this amazing pizza place in Santa Cruz, California called Right Livelihood. And they had a cashew cheese, you know, doing the quotation things. And it was unbelievably good. Like, I ate that over the dairy. Like, it was so yummy. And so that they were ahead of their time. I thought that was pretty cool because I was like, cashew cheese, what? Like 1986.
Right. But most people nowadays, a lot of people are hippies.
Yeah.
A lot of people, there's still a percentage of the population who would turn their noses up and be like, ew, what are you talking about? But if you don't try it, you'll never know what it really tastes like. Don't judge before you taste it. And usually once people taste it, they're like, wow, I totally didn't expect that. And that's when I convert somebody into eating certain things, because if they go with an open mind, you almost get them to try anything. If they come in with a closed mind, but you get them to change and be willing to try, they're all of a sudden they're like, wow, that blew my mind. Who would have thunk it? Okay, what's next?
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's so amazing what you can do. And, you know, when you do this program, you're really learning a whole new lifestyle. Like, you know, diet's a bad four-letter word. I know we both feel that way. But it's all, and everybody's heard this before, it's all about the lifestyle. And people say, okay, but then what do I do? And that's what's so great about this 9-week program is you're actually, okay, well, here's what you do, right? You're not just leaving them in the lurch. And how does it work in terms of, are there, is it videos online that they learn from? Do they have time to talk with you and your cousin, who I can't believe I'm forgetting her name. Yeah, Erin, what is your
question? My cousin's name is Tiffany, and we're partners in our
company,
and we're the Clean Eating Dietitians. So we have a monthly call on that's called Ask the Dietitians. And then you can also find, if you go online, you know, to Clean Eating Magazine, you can find meal plans that we've created for them and recipes that obviously go along with the meal plans. In both the April and May issue, we wrote the meal plan that's in those issues of the magazine. So you can either find them, you know, but they're online now. You know, they were on the stands, but once they go off the stands, they put them up online. But so if you register for the program, and you can go to UROC Girls website and click on the link for the Clean Eating Academy and register. The program launches May 21st. And with that, you get a private Facebook page where you get one-on-one access to my cousin Tiffany and I, and we're very active on there. And there's lots of engagement there. There's lots of questions being asked and answered in real time. I mean, we're on it every single day. So for the program itself, it's a 9-week online program. So you get your information in both text form, you know, you're reading the information online, as well as supplemental videos that come with that, as well as tons of recipes that come with that. Plus, we do 2 live webinars during the 9 weeks, so people can come and bring their questions, and again, be answered in real time. And we cover everything from supplements to your gut to more tips on how to, you know, help your sleep and stress, and try to answer as many personalized questions as we can. We can't, obviously, spend a ridiculous amount of time answering super duper intricate questions, but a lot of the stuff that people have the same questions over will be asked over and over again, and these are the best forums to come have them answered. So you've got this private Facebook page and live webinars and all this great information at your fingertips. It really is the closest thing to having a one-on-one consultation with someone like myself.
Wow, that is amazing. I want to get back to another one of these recipes, pecan crusted chicken with apricot jalapeno barbecue sauce. That looks really, really good.
You know, it's so funny. People will say, I'm so tired of eating chicken, right? Chicken, it gets so boring. So I have to find different ways to make chicken exciting. So I decided, well, what am I going to do? So we use organic chicken thighs, because chicken thighs have a lot more moisture and a lot more flavor. And then I took take raw pecans and I buzz them down in a food processor until they're really, really like pieces of sand. Dredge the chicken in the pecans and I cook them in avocado oil on the stove so it gets nice and toasty on the outside, but you don't want to burn the pecans. And this apricot jalapeno barbecue sauce is just out of this world. You can go buy a barbecue sauce at the market, but if you look at the ingredient list, there's like four types of sugar, lots of, you know, preservatives and stabilizers, so it can stay on the shelf a really long time. It's not the freshest thing in the world, but have you ever had a barbecue sauce made with apricot?
Oh my gosh, no. I'd love to.
So good. And you could swap out the, you know, apricots for peaches later in, you know, in the summertime with peaches, or nectarines for those peaches. It's pretty forgiving recipe where you can interchange a lot of different, you know, pieces to it, but there's ginger in there, which is really good for digestion and really good for your gut bacteria. You can control the amount of heat. If you don't like a lot of heat, you can put less jalapeno or more jalapeno. We use some heirloom, we use yellow heirloom tomatoes, but you can use orange or red. I mean, again, very forgiving recipe, but man, it's so good. And it will last in the refrigerator 3 or 4 weeks. You're not going to use the whole batch. So the recipe's on the Clean Eating Magazine website. You can go to cleaneatingmagazine.com and look up apricot barbecue sauce and you'll find the recipe. And it's fresh. There's no chemicals in there. There's no artificial ingredients. And it's great on everything. It's great on chicken. It's great on fish. It's great on vegetables. It's awesome on eggs. Oh my gosh, it's just such an amazing, thick, smooth barbecue sauce. Mm.
It sounds so good. You know, one of the things that is so heartbreaking for me is I have a nut sensitivity. It completely bums me out. Now I can eat them, but they make me tired. So if I really want to make something with nuts, I'll just know that the next day I'm going to feel kind of crappy. And it totally bums me out because there's so many good things that I'd like to eat. What do you recommend for people like me, whether they're sensitive or allergic? Do you find other fun ways to make chicken less boring without nuts?
Absolutely. Well, if you're, you know, if you can handle seeds, seeds are an option. Things like hemp seeds, sunflower seeds, you know, they come
I can't do sunflower either, but I'll try some other seeds. But seeds are good. I'm sorry. Go on. This isn't all about me. Sorry, everyone. I'm just like, damn it. I'm so frustrated. I want my nuts.
This is your individual consult time. No, hemp seeds are great.
You.
I absolutely love hemp seeds and chia seeds. I love ground flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, the green pepitas. But if you can't do any of that, there are still things that we can do to make chicken very exciting. It's all, I'm telling you, it's all about the cooking technique and the sauce. Because if you sell it a good piece of organic chicken, and especially organic chicken thighs, again, dark meat, don't be afraid of the dark meat, people. The dark meat is totally fine for you. It's got way more flavor and way more moisture. And if you cook it, like you sear it and get it nice and golden on those sides, and you season it with lots of really yummy seasonings, just that by itself is awesome. But then you can pair it with any kind of really cool sauce. Like you can make a pesto sauce. You can make the Romesco sauce, which is made with roasted red peppers. You can make this apricot barbecue sauce. So the possibilities on sauces are endless, but really getting a good sear on the chicken to get it nice and golden caramelizes the natural sugars in the chicken. So it makes the chicken have extra personality. And then you pair it with a really good sauce,
good.
And it's just dynamite.
Well, you know, it's funny. Right after I asked the chicken question, I thought, wait a second. You did the recipes for my book, Clean Eating Dirty Sex. Learn more at cleaneatingdirtysex.com. We also have a new podcast coming out that Aaron was a guest on, and we had a blast. But the reason I bring that up is my favorite, well, there's so many good recipes in the book, but one of my favorites is the spiced chicken thighs. Those spices, like you're such a whiz with spices, and I didn't need any nuts at all, and it didn't call for nuts, and it was delicious.
Right, and I am all about flavor. I am very, I always tell people when I teach cooking classes, season aggressively. Like if you're using cumin or chili powder or any type of smoked paprika, any type of seasonings or herbs, whatever you think is enough, that's not enough. Double it. You know, you really want to use a lot of seasonings. These foods can take it. Chicken can handle it. Vegetables can handle the seasonings. Any kind of protein can really handle the extra seasonings. And always add a touch of acid, like in the form of like lemon juice, lime juice, or any flavored vinegar, because acidity really makes flavors brighten. And that's one of the key things that people don't realize. If you've ever watched, you know, any of the cooking shows like Top Chef or anything, so all of the criticisms are always because there's not enough acidity or there's not enough salt. And while I do believe in a small amount of pink Himalayan sea salt, I believe that you could have too much salt, but salt brightens flavor, but you could do the same thing with acidity. So don't be afraid of lemon juice, lime juice, flavored vinegars. They bring a whole lot to the party.
Yeah. Well, you bring a whole lot to the party. You really do. Oh my gosh. The time goes by so fast. Tell us all the places where we can find out about you and then do this wonderful Clean Eating Academy.
Okay. Awesome. You can go to our website, urockgirl.com. So that's the letter U, rockgirl.com. And then we're on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and a YouTube channel where we have tons of workout videos. So if you go to the U Rock Girl website and you join the U Rock Girl Sisterhood, which is totally free and we don't spam you, but we do send out a weekly newsletter, which always has a recipe of the week, an exercise video of the week, promo codes for some of our favorite products. And then on there is the link to the Clean Eating Academy. So I would say get registered right away because the program starts May 21st, which is we're knocking on that door. And if you want to have a better relationship with food and a better understanding of how food works for your body, not against your body, improve your health, feel great, sleep better, have more energy, and oh, by the way, lose the weight and keep it off, then the Clean Eating Academy, A Whole Life Guide to Lasting Weight Loss, is totally for you.
Oh, that is so awesome, Erin. I always love having you on, and I can't wait till our episode of On Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. You can find that on SoundCloud and iTunes, and I'm just thrilled. You know, the more I can talk about health, and there's so many different areas of health that interest me, and I'm just really excited that Erin is a part of this. So I want to thank everyone for listening. If you want to learn more, you can go to itsyourhealthwithlisadavis.com, or you can go to cleaneatingdirtysex.com, find out all about me, what's going on with the shows. You can also follow me at Twitter, or on Twitter, at healthmediagal, the number one, and you can also follow at talkhealthy, the number two day. Thanks for listening, and stay well. That was great.